Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has announced he's resigning. He'll be leaving his post at the end of the month. His tenure was marked by numerous investigations into conflicts of interest and ethics violations, including one that was referred to the Justice Department for further review. Environmentalists decried his work as harmful, while oil and gas supporters appreciated Zinke's plan to return America's energy dominance. For more on Zinke's legacy now that he's leaving office, we're joined by Juliet Elprin, senior national affairs correspondent with The Washington Post. Juliet, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So has the reaction been kind of predictable to this news, where environmentalists and those on the left are cheering and oil, gas folks, coal folks, people on the right are maybe a little more disappointed?
Well, the interesting thing is that what we have going on is that environmentalists are crowing over Zinke's exit, but at the same time, they recognize that the administration will continue to pursue its agenda going forward. What's more interesting is that folks in the coal, oil, and gas industry and so forth were largely silent about Zinke when the news broke that he'd be leaving. And again, they've reiterated the idea that this quest for energy dominance will continue no matter what.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a sense maybe among some who are supportive of the work Zinke was doing that it might actually be advantageous to have somebody who feels the way Zinke does and would continue that kind of work, but maybe wouldn't be bogged down by all the ethical baggage that Zinke seemed to have.
Yes, we saw this happened with Scott Pruitt, who headed the Environmental Protection Agency and also came under scrutiny for his spending and management decisions. So what happened there is that his deputy took over and pursued all the same policies that Mr. Pruitt had championed. And there's an expectation that no matter who takes over after Ryan Zinke leaves, they will also pursue these policies.
Are there names being bandied about for who that person might be to take over for Zinke?
There are a slew of names, in part because so many Republicans lost their seats in this last election. So you have folks ranging from Dean Heller, the outgoing senator from Nevada, Jeff Denham, who lost his seat in California, Raul Labrador, another House member who actually stepped down to unsuccessfully run for governor in Idaho, and then a couple of current members, including Kathy McMorris Rogers. She's a House member from Washington State who was one of the finalists for this job right after Trump won election, and Rob Bishop, who will have to relinquish his gavel as chairman of the House Natural Resources Committee. And he's from Utah.
And am I right to assume that there's no reason to think that any of those, or really anybody else that President Trump would nominate, would be pursuing different policies than what Zinke has been pursuing?
That's correct. And I should also mention that David Bernhardt, who's Interior Deputy Secretary and had been championing and executing on this policy, is another contender. But no matter who you're talking about, they will be pursuing the president's agenda when it comes to opening up land and waters to oil and gas development and mining.
Have you heard anything from Capitol Hill as far as when Democrats take control of Congress next month, whether with Zinke out of office, there might be less appetite to pursue investigations into him and his actions?
We're still looking into that, and it's unclear how much they will pursue this. Certainly, it won't be as high a priority as it was when Zinke himself was in office.
Right. And I guess, have you heard anything about whether on his last day he plans to sort of ride off into the sunset on that same horse he rode to work in on the first day on the job?
Tonto, the horse that he rode into office on May 1st, 2017, is a National Park Service horse, and I don't know whether he will be riding him again, but he does enjoy horseback riding. He recently posted a picture of himself on horseback riding in the Montana wilderness. So I'm sure there's horseback riding in his future.
Absolutely. All right. That's Juliet Elprin, a senior national affairs correspondent with The Washington Post. Juliet, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.